And then the other house was just a square brick house.
Well, I wanted to know first here, which would be the front and back into the bedrooms? Like you said,
what?
You said they called the front and back or something, bedrooms.
Well, these were the front bedrooms facing the river.
Okay.
And these were the back, see? Back bedroom was here.
Would they distinguish between the two front bedrooms and the two back bedrooms?
Mm-hmm.
As what? But.
And this was the back bedroom. And this was really a larger room, and this was the parents' room back in here. See?
So they call it parents' room.
Yeah, and the children were doubled up all in here, you see. And in the summertime, some of them slept out on the porch or anywhere.
I mean, you said this had a roof on it.
Yes.
If it didn't have a roof, would they call it a porch?
Well, yes, a porch the Spanish word for it was puerto, you know, like a, that's the word they had for it, and they would throw any sort of branches that they might have, and at that time there were a few palms that could be cut, you know, or they'd use corn stalks, for instance, where the corn had been shed and the corn stalks were real thick, they'd pile them on there, you see, or even use hay at times. And the Mexicans were very apt in tying that hay down with baling wire and different things to make a good roof. See, the whole roof of the house was made out of a hay that had been baled down, you see, tied down, and made a real thick, it never leaked or anything, see.
Would they call that type of house a hakal?
Well, a hakal is something just like it, only it's much smaller. But this was a regular adobe home, see. And a hakal is just much smaller. A hakal is just a small place with maybe just a square like this with about maybe one bedroom and then a kitchen and dining room and then maybe another facility in here. But they were much smaller, and they had windows everywhere and doors, and they were all frame, everything. The windows had frame closings and everything. And this would be the living room parlor area, you see, for a small family. And the workmen had hakals, you see, most of them. And then when they built the big home, of course, they, let me get that folder and show you some of those. Just a minute, I have to go. Here's a picture of the plantation home as it was originally built, you see.
Oh.
There's the house, and right here was my bedroom, and I used to sweep the water out.
Sweep the water out?
Out of the room when it flooded. And of course, on the front we had a porch. But
now, is this gone now?
No, it's there. And it has a historical marker, and the family takes real good care of it. They've added on a big den to the back here, and they took the front porch away. But I've got another picture that I can get you that's better, showing us in the front yard, you know. But this is the type of house where that's all brick, and the brick was made on the plantation.
Oh, really?
See, that's my father's mother's bedroom, and this was mine. And this was an outside door. This is a hallway, and this is a door out here. And there was a plain brick wall here. And we had a black billy goat. And a certain time in the afternoons, he'd play in there, and the sun shadow would shadow his shadow on the wall. He nearly butted himself to death trying to get to that billy goat. And then this went into the kitchen, and the pantry is here, and then, of course, over here was the dining room and parlor.